Blog Talk Radio.
You know we stay jerking over here on our end. Bum 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 bum. 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 Keep bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Yeah. Bum 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 bum.
I'm from the city of the killers, jackers and dope dealers. Mind be on the profit, just me and my niggas. Southside rider, price got higher. It's just supply and demand, we got buyers. I be on my other shit. Stack it just to flip it with my cutter chick. Pocket change, foolish how we doing it. Living how we wanna, yeah, now who the bitch? Jerk King, bitch, it's my way. Straight shot, keep cool or blow a bull, find ya. Lifestyle, like dude, you know I can't hide ya. I just wanna get fly and keep it in style. Like.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle, house of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch it double. Hook work like Bonnie Rubble. Original from the gold, like that uncut flow. From years of endo, outdo and hydro. I'm zoning right now, and I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug, just to bust a couple pounds. Shit, let's put it in the air. Fuck the neighbors, we don't care. In that all black with the white shirt, I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked up on them. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping.
Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
In the morning, sun shining, got the windows down, we just vibing. Everything good, everything good, everything good. Come here, my little hottie, I love when you riding beside me. Everything good, everything good, everything good.
When I hit the gas pedal, her booty clenching in the seat, said she been waiting on it. She was ready like last week. I should have been on my track meet, running to the cookies. We made a meet and greet. She had me playing with the gushy. So we floating down the one way. She wanna ride the runway. She a freak, and she don't need no sheet. She like the motor running, cars burning, late night streets. The rumble from the pipes and the beats hitting nice. She like to slide down the block like she's skating on ice. Loving my soldier, she just love to ride with me. She would hide that pack or she'll bust it down with me. I mean, we can handle our business or she'll bust around with me.
In the morning, sun shining, got the windows down, we just vibing. Everything good, everything good, everything good. Come here, my little hottie, I love when you riding beside me. Everything good.
Think about it, won't you ride with me to the country in the 85, baby, shine with me. finish. I could pull up in your city if you gon' come and jerk with me. It's whatever with me. So she loving this ride. Has me moving them curves, body swerving the curve. While I'm talking in your ear, baby, that's to cool your nerves. We vibing with the windows down, it feels so right. Now this morning, sun shining and everything good. You calling me Poppy, now I'm calling you Mommy. You riding beside me, I'm like, what's up with Toppy? Make it feel like heaven opened up for the mister. She surprised the G and introduced me to her sister.
In the morning, sun shining, got the windows down, we just vibing. Everything good, everything good, everything good. Come here, my little hottie, I love when you ride in beside me. Everything good, everything good, everything good.
Baby, we the greatest, just fell in love. Never look back in the back at all. It's just real life, ain't trying to do right. Enjoy the rest of my life.
In the morning, sun shining, got the windows down, we just vibing. Everything good, everything good, everything good. Come here, my little hottie, I love when you ride in beside me. Everything good, everything good, everything good.
What's jerking, baby? Y'all already know it's the Mr. King 1033 South Sea. That's me. You dig, Jerk Kings Point Blank. This is Back to Business 51. This is the second start of the second series of Back to Business, man. And we got 816 on, man. KCMO's legend, man. Ecstasy, a.k.a. Mr. So Heavy. Money Boys, man, big shouts out, man. Y'all already know how it go. But before we get off into that, man, we're going to give them a chance to get situated and get settled. Big shouts out, Petty Murphy, Famo. I'm going to come back and check in with you right after this Two Lanes James Slim D featuring Mr. Pookie. It's that gangster.
Say I'm gangsta, the way that rude boy walk. Now the things get the talking about it then. But say I'm gangsta,
say I'm gangsta.
You say I'm gangsta,
say I'm gangsta.
You say I'm gangsta, the way that rude boy walk. Now the things get the talking about it then. But say I'm gangsta,
say I'm gangsta.
You say I'm gangsta.
Him say him a road boy, no mistake him for batty boy. Phone up your posse and I call him the real McCoy. Call him a gangster, no half stepping pon the faker. No half stepping pon the faker, him a reach out and blank ya. True gangster, no time and up the faker. Him not gangster, chop him some good before na bust him brain. Him a take with the same. We not same, I say. Him not wanna be, but him carry on. Him think some gangsta with a pistol. Carry on, carry on. Keep me bike strong. Too much gangsta, where me from? Where right from? Some of them not come. One shot of the rum. One give me more rum. When me done, split in the air, I bun. One with your turn. Ya gangsta, ya earn, ya earn.
Him say I'm gangsta, the way that rude boy walk. Now that things get to talking about it then. But say I'm gangsta. Him say I'm gangsta. Him say I'm gangsta. The way that rude boy walk. Now that things get to talking about it then. But say I'm gangsta. Him say I'm gangsta.
You. Gangsta walking, gangsta talking, yeah, my gangsta on point. Gangsta stalking for the niggas who know the shit that I'm on. Ain't about that talking shit, come show me. No speed box drip, you about that sparking shit, let's blow it. I got some heat top trip, he think he gangsta with his crew. I see the y'all got guns, I'm more gangster than even you. Ain't got a touch, man, one. You say it's deep, well I'm prepared. I calculated the steps, so when you thinking you prepared, I hit your family with death. That's right, fuck with me, I'm offended. Empty clips and replenish, overkill on you.
niggas when Ripley Phoenix is ripping intensively. How you care for, bitch? That's what you want in a coma hoe and can't say shit. Now you can't front. Say it's blessing for these niggas. I was blessed with intuition. Gotta lead it by example. Let me smoke this intermission. Fuck the small talking, barking. You niggas is lame. No, at all talking, I'm sparking. Beware of the flame.
You say I'm gangsta. The way that rude boy walk, now that things get the dark in them body. You say I'm gangsta. You say I'm gangsta. You say I'm gangsta. The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body them. You say I'm gangsta. You say I'm gangsta.
They call it organized crime, but it's all about survival. I'm protecting what's mine, otherwise my rivals might conspire or connive against my rights. It all boils down to me trying to protect my life. My life bring a knife to a gunfight. So who's down to ride? Affiliated with nothing but gangsters by my side, and we are not afraid to die. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and ready to back up anything I ever say in a recording booth. The truth is, I could die alone, or I could die knowing that at least I had homies who had my back when the rest of the world was phony. When I look over my shoulder, see him standing right behind me, knowing I'm not ever lonely. Squad goes, that's just the way the mob goes. So when it's time to unload, let the gun smoke, leave them trails blazing, cause that's the way I was raised up. A certified, genuine, bona fide, truly glorified profession of gangsta.
The way that rude boy walk, now that things get the talking and body them. I'm gangsta. You say I'm gangsta. You say I'm gangsta. The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body them. You say I'm gangsta. You say I'm gangsta.
Rude boy, am I gangsta? Gangsta. Rude boy, am I gangsta? Gangsta. Rude boy, am I gangsta? Gangsta.
Every Glock in one song. Check it out. Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock 17 full size 9mm, Glock 17L long slide 9mm, Glock 18 full size 9mm full auto. Glock 19 compact 9mm, Glock 19X full side frame compact slide 9mm, getting busy with the heater, that's what I know. Glock 20 full size 10mm, Glock 21 full size 45 ACP, Glock 22 full size 40 Smith & Wesson is the key. Glock 23 compact 40 Smith & Wesson, Glock 24 full size long slide 40 Smith & Wesson, Glock 25 compact 380 ACP. And the Glock 26 subcompact 9mm, Glock 27 subcompact 40 Smith & Wesson, Glock 28 subcompact 380, and I'm on my horse. Glock 29 subcompact 10mm, Glock 30 subcompact 45 ACP, Glock 30 subcompact slim, and I want my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock 31 full size 357 sig, Glock 32 compact 357 sig, Glock 33 subcompact 357 sig. You need Glock 34 competition 9mm, Glock 35 competition 40 Smith & Wesson, Glock 36 compact single stack 45. You need Glock 37 full size 45 GAP, Glock 38 compact 45 GAP, Glock 39 subcom 45 GAP. Like that. Glock 40 long slide 10mm, Glock 41 long slide 45 ACP, Glock 42 single stack gets a 380 ACP. Like that. Glock 43 single stack 9mm, Glock 43 X 1.5 stack 9mm, Glock 44 compact 22 LR. I'm on my Glock
45 four size, Glock 46 compact, Glock 47 Jeep 45, Glock 48 1.5 stack four slides. That's what they are.
I want my
Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock, 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 Glock. Pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, woo. Pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, woo. Pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, woo. Pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, woo. Pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, woo. Pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, pick a tinny rail, woo.
Let's check in with Petty Murphy before we get this jerking going. Petty Murphy, Femo, what's good?
You already know, soldier, man. It's a beautiful Thursday. She's seen the video for January the 8th, promo video one. So 57 more days, and we back in the 316. That's all
man,
I'm focused
it's
on.
Going
man,
down.
I'm going to blow up. I ain't focused on no blow up. I'm focused on this come up and this comeback.
Man, straight like that, man. Straight like that. Definitely looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to it. And you know what, man? Hold on, Petty, man. We got to give him another one before we get this jerking going. And we're going to give Ecstasy, man, Mr. So Heavy. We're going to give Famo time to get on the line. Y'all already know, man, people be out there working, moving, you know what I'm saying, working and jerking, moving and grooving, man. That's how they do it. You dig? Big shout out to him, man. He's already plugged in. And big shout out Mike Manage. Big shout out to the Money Boys, Inc., man. That's family. Y'all already know. So he going to be coming through the show here in just a second. But, Petty, I'm getting ready to turn us up real quick, man. You ready to get this shit jerking, man? You ready to get off on our zone, man?
You know, I already know what it is. Let's go.
Shit, let's go.
Yeah! No. I'm back, baby. Yes, sir.
I grind for the bag in real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24/7. No, this ain't no cap. It's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. Cause they see me come up from nothing to something. It's my turn to brag in real life. Hey, real life, real life. No cap, no cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. You know I'm still here.
Hey, you know I'm still here.
Been impressed by the man upstairs, but you know I gotta thank him every day. That a niggas ain't leaving. Chasing the dream, trying to get to these millions. Gotta go get it for the wife and children. No time for the bullshit. Not a gangster, but I do keep a full clip. These haters be plotting and watching yourself, waiting for your downfall, hoping you slip. So many niggas running around with these loose lips. Pretend they hard on IG, but won't do shit. Quit, I'd like to really get into the back, but the lights and the tags in real life, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Foreign you with,
no.
And that ain't your bitch in them pigs,
no.
You put the close guns on Facebook,
huh.
Knowing your ass ain't no killer,
yeah.
To me I came up around real deep,
hey.
They really with it, my nigga,
yeah.
They don't do no posting or no DM, they just pull up and give you your ear. Oh God, you won't find no one real, bitch, this San Antonio nigga, living life to the fullest, give a fuck about a hater trying to deny that I'm that nigga. Ask anybody around the city about me, they gon' say that nigga Benny needs me, never been paid for the tennis to be hard.
Yeah.
Maybe if we took a little time, you still tryna be mine. But baby girl, it's not so great. Every single feeling was a lie. Thought you was gon' ride, but baby girl, that's not your place. Then you tried to fake a little smile, you held it for a while. But baby girl, that's not your face. The other nigga really did you wrong. Now you can't leave me alone, because he did you not so great. I know you hate the fact that I ain't coming back yet. Backwards, cause you don't know the half yet. Could've been a good friend, all she do is half dead. All she do is smoke weed, blowing on her own trees. Doing what she doing, but she always do her own thing. Everybody know you, but you told me you was low-key. Feeling what I'm feeling, I was tripping over old dreams. Sipping what I'm sipping, trying to feel just like the old me. Back in the day, you was a best friend. Going through that drama made you less than. I can't even stress about you no more, cause you stepped for the best. You regret everything that's in your head, man. I don't even understand this, what the hell we stand at. You hit me on the ground like, ayo, sire, where you been at? Funny how you really thought a DM get a text back. Mute you then delete it, it's way better to forget that. No need for no apologies, obviously I forgive that. But all the times you rocking me, shawty cannot be near. Yellow shawty keep on calling me, probably because she missed that. I don't wanna honor me, calling me is a bit rash. Broken hearts and overkill. Baby, I don't know the drill. Numbness I don't overcame. Feelings I don't know that's real. Talented at loving, you been gifted when I'm over here. Saying that you fuck with me, but you ain't in your show for real. You ain't never show how I show out for you. You ain't never go out, go out for you. I know what you saying when it come out, excuse. Your love is confused, explosion diffused. You cannot take it, so you change the rules. Since you cannot change, why don't you change your views? A certain perspective could cause you to lose. Like the chance that I took when I took that on you, baby. Could've been the queen, but you done pushed away the throne. All you really talk about is how I did you wrong. I can still hear the shattered glass broken on the floor. Can't believe that was us, but us is no more. And maybe if we took a little time, you still tryna be mine. But baby girl, it's not so great. Every single feeling was a lie. Thought you was gon' ride, but baby girl, that's not your place. Then you tried to fake a little smile, you held it for a while. But baby girl, that's not your face. The other nigga really did you wrong. Now you can't leave me alone, because he did you not so great. I know you hate the fact that I ain't coming back yet. I ain't running backwards, cause you don't know that half yet. Could've been a good friend, all she do is half dead. All she do is smoke weed, blowing on her own dreams. Doing what she doing, but she always do her own thing. Everybody know you, but you told me you was low-key. Feeling what I'm feeling, I was tripping over old dreams. Sipping what I'm sipping, trying to feel just like
so
the old me.
Tell me why you do this to me now. I was trying to go and lay you down. Pick you up and we be going now. Loving all your sounds.
Did you eat my meal like steak? Cause I had too much on my plate. Or did you really just relate to everything I had to say? This bitch is trying to. I was hoping you were different. I was talking, girl, you listen. Shorty, when we got to kissing, damn, I miss it. It's conflicted, did you get it? Now I'm stuck here reminiscing about all the times you were missing. And it's hard for me to finish. Kinda like a period ending without a sentence. Let me show you how my type is. Argue for a test to prove you don't know what a wife is. Thought you wanna smoke, but damn, she don't know how to light it. And now this bitch my ex, and I know that she don't like it. I'm a pilot, the flyest guy, and I ain't touched the sky yet. Wanting me to wait, but she ain't fit into my diet. Was finna kill a pussy, wasn't time for her to die yet. Like Kane, before love removed the mark. It's the choice, I'm either losing you or I'm losing my heart. And I done got too used to you, I knew that wasn't smart. And I had doubts about you when I knew that from the start. I don't know who you are, but you want to set my life apart. Damn, baby, it's gonna be hard, I need a different type of broad.
Maybe if we took a little time, you still trying to be mine. But baby girl, it's not so great. Feeling was a lie. Thought you was gon' ride, but baby girl, that's not your place. See, you tried to fake a little smile, you held it for a while. But baby girl, that's not your face. The other nigga really did you wrong. Now you can't leave me alone, because he did you not so great. I know you hate the fact that I ain't coming back yet. I ain't running backwards, cause you don't know that half yet. Could've been a good friend, all she do is half it. All she do is smoke weed, blowing on her
she always do her own thing. Everybody know you, but you told me you was low-key. Feeling what I'm feeling, I was tripping over old dreams. Sipping what I'm sipping, trying to feel just like the old me.
Petty Murphy, man, we're going to get this thing going, man, but you know, we got to do it right, man. We got to do this thing right, man. Big shout out, man, to Famo Ecstasy, a.k.a. Mr. So Heavy, 816, man, KCMO, y'all already know what it is, man. We got to get it going.
Street Soldier, good, cuzzo. It's your big cousin, man, Ecstasy, Mr. So Heavy. You know, we still coming through with them 415s in the old school Chevy, man. Don't never let them get it confused. Often imitated, never duplicated, man. Jerk Nation. Famo Nation. Let's get it in, bro.
Okay. Ecstasy. Mr. So Heavy, the one and only. Often imitated and never duplicated.
Money boy.
Yeah. Hey, I come through this bitch so heavy. 415s in my old school Chevy. Foot on the gas, Glock by the mask. You come through tripping and that's your ass. I come through this bitch so heavy. 415s in my old school Chevy. Foot on the gas, Glock by the mask. You come through tripping and that's your ass.
See, I ain't never the one for acting. I get broke in the right back to jacket. Body bag and a toe tag. Red light fashion. Hey, you broke yourself when this pistol gets to flashing. Like scritch, I be scratching, trying to stack my chips. Why these niggas bump their lips? You know they on their hating shit, but they know better than to test me. Oh no, not ecstasy, cause I put the strong piece where the fuck they tongue be. Brains where they lap be, car where they creek be. And next you get your funeral, I'm in the front row with the family. I know you think I'm silly, but this is how I is. Trying to take one of mine, I'm taking relatives and kids. With your piece first, better bust. Nigga, fuck bluffing. Before I hit your ass with two, cause nigga, it's nothing. I tried to be a nice guy, really non-violent. Just remember, real killers don't talk, we move in silence. I come through this bitch so heavy. 415s in my old school Chevy. Foot on the gas, Glock by the mask. Come through tripping it, that's your ass. I come through this bitch so heavy. 415s in my old school Chevy. Foot on the gas, Glock by the mask. Come through tripping it, that's your ass. It's like attention, ecstasy's on deck. You didn't wanna give it, so I'm taking respect. You old pussy in the can, bitch ass nigga. 65 sugar in the tank, booty digger. Trying to act hard when we know you's a bitch. Nice chain on your neck, now run that shit. Get done it quick, you fucking with my sick ass clique. Bought a pinky ring and now you talking about you's a pimp. How that boy gon' hang gang, you handcuffing these hoes. When you see me with your bitch, I'm letting you know I was chose. Pimpin' for show, can't understand you ain't pimpin' for real. You talk what you see, why niggas like me do what we feel. Big house in the hill, foreign cars all in the driveway. And like to show my dick get sucked on the highway. It's my way like Burger King. And when you see the chain of watch a pinky ring, all you can say is me.
I come through this bitch so heavy. 415s in my old school Chevy. Foot on the gas, Glock by the mask. Come through tripping it, that's your ass. I come through this bitch so heavy. 415s in my old school Chevy. Foot on the gas, Glock by the mask. Come through tripping it, that's your ass. I come through this bitch so paid. Colors on the truck looking like Minute Maid. High rise on the Chevy make it stand up funny. What the license plate say?
It's not get money, it's got money.
Step out, shoes say Gucci, Gucci. Independent still buying Louis, Louis. Groupie hoes, yeah, they wanna do me, do me. Drop this and no phone, they still can't get enough for me, yeah. I come through this bitch so heavy. 415s in my old school Chevy. Foot on the gas, Glock by the mask. Come through tripping it, that's your ass. I come through this bitch so heavy. 415s in my old school Chevy. Foot on the gas, Glock by the mask. Come through tripping it, that's your ass.
Yeah. Ecstasy, money boys, you know, it's not get money, it's got money. Big Al, what they gonna do with this, huh? Yeah, I already told them, 2010 to whenever, we back.
They was gonna try to stop me.
Yeah, y'all already know, man, that's a classic right there. Let's go ahead and get this thing jerking, man. Petty Murphy, you on there with me?
Yes, I am, famo, and I just want to tell everybody that Petty Murphy just found a new site. It's called Space Hang, a space for friends. So, yeah, when you don't want to get on that blow up of Facebook or a.k.a. Meta, get a Space Hang, everybody. I just created my own page, so follow me at spacehay.com/Petty Murphy. I've already set up my account listening to this. I'm so heavy. Yeah, it's dope, man.
Yes, straight up. Well, it's time to go ahead and get off into this, man. Without further ado, man, we got KCMO's own, man, Mr. So Heavy, man, my famo ecstasy. What's going on with you?
What it is, bro? What's the deal?
Man, you already know, man. I appreciate you for taking your time out, coming back through the show, man, getting it in with us, man. I know you be busy out there doing your thing. Go ahead and let people know, man, where they can find you at. Drop your info.
Man, you know, I'm easy to find. XTAC, the number 3 on all social media. You know what I'm saying? I keep it simple. So if you're trying to find me, you know where to find me at.
Straight like that. Well, what's been going on, famo, man? I know you, I stay following you, but I seen you on the flyer, man, pushing that, man. I know you got some artists that's doing their thing, man. Just kind of give them an update, man, of what's been jerking.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I just got to stay busy, bro. Stay on that pavement. You know what I'm saying? We got kids.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's real.
Just been on the road. You know, shout out to 8 Gang B. You know, my newest artist that I'm managing. Shout out to Hood Nizzle. The other artists that I'm managing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Whole Money Boys. Flawless. Hitman Donnie. Yellow B. Bayou Boss. You know, Chase Stack. You know, that's a lot of us, bro. I could go on and on, but yeah, everybody.
I already know.
You know, we survived the pandemic. You know what I mean? And we just trying to get back to it. You feel me?
Man, straight like that. That's a blessing, man. That's a blessing, man. But you know, I had you, man. I know I was telling people, man, when you had sent it to me. I had to reach out, and I was like, man, we need that classic, man, that's so heavy so we can jam on here. Man, I put that thing on, it was so many people hitting the inbox, like, ah, man, that's what, I'm like, yeah, that's my cousin, man, like, that classic, I already know.
Real family, like, let them know, like, we ain't just calling each other cousin or famo, like, this my real blood, you feel what I'm saying?
Right. Straight up, man, straight up. So y'all get it right, man. Y'all already know, man. Now, look, we had an artist on from the 816, man, a couple nights ago, and we had asked about that barbecue, man, and he told us, Jake, famo, I got to ask you, man. I'm gonna be coming to KC, man. Next summer, I'm coming, man. I'm going to pull up, man. Where I need to go, man? Where you going to take me to for the barbecue, though?
Well, you coming this way, you know. Of course, you know, I'll let you try the gates if you ain't had it. But if we going to eat real good barbecue, we're going to Jack's Stack.
Jack's Stack?
Jack's Stack, yes, sir.
Okay, straight up. Sound like we got a little echo in the back, man. I don't know if, hold on, let me check to make sure that ain't me.
That might have been me.
Okay. Oh, you good. Jack Stacks, most definitely. Femo, that's where you be eating at? You be fucking with him?
Yeah, man. You know, we got some spots up here. Like you say barbecue. But like I said, we Jack Stack if you want to eat good. You know what I'm saying? We got BB's Lawn and Barbecue, you know what I'm saying? The spot down here, right down the street from the crib. You know, but because, though, you already know
okay.
We come here wherever. We going to go wherever, you feel me?
Oh, yeah. Next summer, man, I'm pulling up. I'm getting my 85, man. I'm sending it to the shop this week coming up, man, getting some things to it. So, oh, yeah, we're going to be rolling, man. But let's get off into the music, man. Go ahead, man, for the people, man, that might not be too familiar, which they already should. But just give them, man, a little rundown, man, you know, man, of who you is and some of the work you done did, famo. And I'm going to let Petty, I know Petty got some questions
you know
for you, too.
You know what, I'm going to tell you, too, and a lot of people don't know that that So Heavy record that is a classic, a Kansas City classic. A lot of people don't know, I started writing that song in Muskogee. On my way back from Muskogee, that song was created. You feel what I'm saying? Me and Yeah, I know you remember Jamel Mims, you know what I'm saying? Me and him on our way back.
Yep.
You know, we was being bogus, doing some things you shouldn't have been doing, you know what I'm saying? But hey, we still here. You feel what I'm saying? You know, statute of limitation has passed, so we can talk about it now. You feel me?
Hey, that's real.
But yeah, but man,
that's real, man.
I'm a Kansas City nigga, you know what I'm saying? Born and raised, but I'm also by way of Muskogee, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, shout out to all my family on both sides. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I just been, you know, doing my thing, man. You know, we've been doing the music in our family. Like I know y'all hear Mr. Street Soldier doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Hey, this where it's going. Our kids do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, hey, we deep out here. But, you know, like I said, I just had my chance. You know what I'm saying? I took my shot. The city embraced me. Shout out to Tech Nine. Shout out to Rich the Factor. Everybody that came before me and everybody that's under me now. You know what I'm saying? They still show the old. Now I'm an OG, you feel me? So I get that OG love. You get what I'm saying?
That OG love. Yeah, man. That OG love. Now, I know you said something about what's the artist's name? You had sent in a few of his music. 8 Gang B?
8 Gang B. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, man, tell me a little bit about him.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you the real. That's little bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't my blood,
okay,
but that's little bro. I didn't embrace him, took him under my wing. You know, but I've been dealing with him I've been knowing him about 5-6 years, and he told me, he came to me one day and told me, man, one day you're going to sign me. One day you're going to be right up under you, bro. You're going to get this money together. And I was like, you know, cool. He hollered at me like, man, I think I'm ready. I need management. And at the time, I wasn't even into that. Like, I deal with artists on handshakes. If I see you need that help, I just help. You know, because like I said, when I was coming up, I ain't really had nobody to reach back to, but people reached out when they saw me grind and they seen me, you know, doing the right things and they helped me out. So it's only right that I give back. You know what I mean? So like I said, you heard me talk about
business.
Like Nizza was the same way. Everybody in the squad, that's a money boy. Same thing. It's like these are cats that I seen out here really grinding and gritting and they listen. Because that's the hardest thing about artists is they don't want to listen. So it's like when you find people that will listen, you know what I'm saying, that'll take that knowledge and, you know, put it to what they doing and excel at it. You know, it's, like I said, it's a lot of them like that's out here, you know what I'm saying, that have made it beyond what I didn't talk, you know what I'm saying. And then now they showing me things that I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, but that's how it goes. It's hand in hand, you know what I'm saying. I fed you, now feed me.
Right.
And the thing
straight
is,
up.
I ain't got to
ask.
That's
how it should be.
You know what I'm saying, like. I mean, y'all see little bro T-Rail moving, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. You know, he on the R&B thing. He doing his thing right now, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he went out. He got up on the Boosie. He got up on the Mo 3, R.P. the Mo 3, you know, and them cats put him on. You know what I'm saying? And look at him now. He's shining. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. Man, I remember that time, man, when y'all came down to Wichita, man, and we all got it in, man. I think we was up at the strip club, I think.
Yeah, I think even Jerome was with us, wasn't he?
Yeah, Jerome was with us, man. And then you had a DJ with us, too. I'm trying to think of his name, man. Had the dreads and everything. Cool cat.
I'm trying to think.
Was it DJ
Yellow?
Like
Yellow Boy. DJ Yellow Boy, yeah.
Yellow Boy.
Yeah,
that's who it was.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to Yellow Boy, the Silverback Gorilla, DJs, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing, bro. Straight up.
Man, big shout out to him, man. Shout out to Hitman Donnie, man. Shout out to Flawless and shout out to Yellow, man. I be trying to keep up with them boys. They be moving and doing their thing, man. Petty, I know you on the line, man. You got any questions, man, you want to ask before we get off into this new song from 8 Gang B, man? You got any questions for Ecstasy Mr. So Heavy?
First things first, from one legend to another, I got to give you your respect. I'm giving you your flowers because I've been following you, and you like, no, I didn't know. Soldier told me y'all were cousins. Like, wait, y'all cousins? I'm like, shit, because you know everything else too. But I want to say, because you said the right thing about these artists, man. You know, me being a comedian, me promoting these shows, going across the country and stuff too, and dealing with different types of artists. There are certain artists that will listen,
And the ones that will listen are the ones that are hungriest the most. And
yes,
we
sir.
Know how
yes,
that
sir.
Feels, is, you know, being a comedian and everything else, too. And I even started in music when I was younger. But being in the entertainment lane, when you're hungry and you want it, that means you're humble. And that means you will work hard, you will listen. And you are definitely right. There are too many artists. Do you feel that there's too many artists here in the Kansas City area that got the potential with the talent that just don't listen? And what do you think, what will have to happen for them in order to basically sit down? Because I told artists straight up, if you don't listen to somebody who's already gotten to a plateau and you keep going where you're going, you're going to hit that brick wall hard. The question is this. Are you going to fall down at 7? Or are you going to get up at 8? What would you say to these artists that are like that? They got that big ass head and pretty much think they know it all.
Right. So, you know, it's two sides to that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got some of them that don't listen because they tried it and they just listened to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So now they feel like, I tried that, it didn't work. So I ain't listening now. Or they got to bump their head and see it. You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, tell everybody, you don't have to believe in nothing I tell you because I'll show you. And that's all it is. But it's like with me now, you know, I got longevity in the game. So it's like people have seen my ride. They seen when I took off. They seen when I got stagnant. They seen when I just disappeared from the scene. Then they seen when I come back. And they understand the impact that I have because, you know, it's like I tell people all the time. I don't really pop out in Kansas City a lot, but when I pop out, everybody knows something's happening. So it's like,
right.
I'll be
cutting y'all, Fembo, but Fembo, folks can't understand why I move like I move, man. Who y'all think I be looking up to? You feel me? I don't pop out a lot, but when I pop out, you see me, folks be like, okay, what's going on? Man,
that's the same way with me. You know, I live here in the KC area.
I told y'all, man, I got family. I got family that I look up to, man, and inspire me.
Yeah,
I ain't got to look at other people, you know, which I do. You know, it's other people doing their thing. But I can look at my cousin, man, my big cousin, man, and OG, because he an OG to me. I can look at my OG and just watch him. Or even if I need to holler at him about, you know, any kind of information, he going to always bless me, man. But you feel me, having somebody like him, to watch and see things, man, it taught me something. That's why I know all the people that he didn't work with or he didn't pass game on to, man. Shit, that's valuable information that a lot of people ain't out here telling everybody. So, shit, I got to say big shout out to you, Famo, because I know you were real.
Yo,
my bad, man. You know I'm in fan mode right now. You dig?
One thing I got to do, too, real quick, you know what I'm saying, not to cut you off, Petty, but one thing I got to do for you, Famo, is let me give you your flowers, man, because I definitely am proud of you for not throwing in the towel, bro, because I know it was a time when you was like, forget it. I'm done. This is a wrap. And you had to put your big boy pants on and you brought it on back. So, man, I commend you for that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people weren't strong like that. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you for being strong. Man, keep our family name going. You hear me?
Man, I appreciate that, man.
I give them that same sentiment. It's because, you know, a lot of people, like, well, how did this Petty Murphy thing come about? It's Street Soldier. And we talked about it many times here on Chop on the Radio, how we met at one of the shows in Wichita while I was down there. Basically, I hosted the show for him, met him in Black and Mild, and it basically just clicked. And now,
that's real.
With me having the Petty Murphy Project, which everybody needs to listen to the Petty Murphy Project on all platforms, follow on Instagram at Facebook. Follow on Facebook.com/ the Petty Murphy Project and on Instagram at the Petty Murphy Project. It grew, and he basically, him and the Famo Nation said, Petty Murphy, when I heard this guy on Chop on the Radio and everything else too, the people were telling the Famo Nation that Petty Murphy needed his own show. He came to me saying, I got an idea for you. You need to have your own show. Well, the pandemic happened. I couldn't do anything. But I went ahead and did the Petty Murphy Project, and he helped birth it, and now it's worldwide, already over 200 episodes, 19 months. I got to give him his flowers also, too. And, you know, everyone know all these other places that won't hit chop on the radio up to, like, do a remote. I say, fuck that. I'm going to hit him up. I'm bringing him down to Wichita. We're going back to the 316 because a lot of people don't know. I still got family down in 316. And yes, I did make a pop-ups. I did make a few pop-ups last year and earlier this year. I just didn't tell motherfuckers except my family.
Right.
That's about all it. But, you know, I'm the same way when it comes to in Kansas City, too. You know, if I pop up in the city, I'm doing something. That means, he's doing something. And that's the same way because, you know, 12 years in the game, 30 years basically learning the business. You see things. You see things that is good. You see things that are bad. But when you go out there and you're putting in that grind and you are putting in that grind, you deserve to take a fucking break. You deserve to take that
break.
That's real. And, you have put in a lot of work for years. Soldiers put in a lot of work for years. I am putting a lot of work for years. Right now, I'm taking a break. What am I doing? I'm back in college.
I didn't even put in half the work OG didn't put in. Yes, you did. I remember being a little ass kid, man. You hear me? Like a little kid, man. And OG was getting it in.
Hey, so you know what? Y'all got to assume because you know I'm so tempted to call you Pac-Man, right? So
right, I already know. Yeah.
You know, that's Pac-Man. That's like I said, little good. That's Pac-Man to me. You feel me?
Right,
but,
bro, right,
remember when we used to be in Grandma's garage, and she used to hate it, bro. Like, she would come. We'd be in the middle of recording dope shit, and my grandma would come and scream at the top of her lungs, bro. Because she was woman. She did not want us rapping in her house, bro. We'd be all in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Brian and them, and we'd be down there kicking it.
Y'all can't be rapping in your grandmother's house when she's trying to listen to the good Lord.
We're trying to be the next No Limit at the time. You feel me? We was trying to do. And it was like, that's what we was. We was making it happen. I mean, like I said, little cuz, I understand, man. I came to Muskogee and went to high school and started a rap group.
Yeah.
And we was popping. We was popping in the town. We was getting the airplay in Tulsa because this is just what I'm passionate about, man. The music is what we do. So it was like I came back home and I kept it going. You know what I'm saying? I started off producing and then got back into the rapping. You know what I'm saying? But it's like when people gravitate to me how they do, like it's even now, man, anything I do, people gravitate to me. So it let me know that God put me on this planet for a reason. And that's for me to give back what I'm getting. You know,
come on with it.
I get, you know what I'm saying? I shine that light on other people for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell people, I ain't never met nobody I don't trust. You have to make me not trust you. You have to make me not deal with you. You get what I'm saying? So it's like if I open my door, you know what I'm saying? I open my door to you, come on in. Sit down with me. Let's chop it up. Let's get it going. But then if you pull that card and play yourself, guess what? All I'm going to do is throw you a deuce. I ain't mad at you. I ain't none of that. Get it how you live, my thing. You feel me? I'm gone. But you ain't going to get what you was going to get. You get what I'm saying?
And I feel the same way with you. It's because, you know, and Soldier will tell you, though, people gravitate to me. And everyone's like, it's just your entertainment scene. No, it's not. It's the people. It's the people that I attract is the underdogs. And I like the underdogs because you know why I like the underdogs? Because the underdogs got a story to tell. And I give them that opportunity.
Look, I attract all kind of people, you dig. It don't matter where I'm at, man. That's just in the DNA. You feel me? You can put me off in the jungle.
Right.
I guarantee you me, the panthers, the pythons, the lions, and the tigers. And I'm going to have me a couple women with some spears.
Hey, man,
shit, we're going to be jerking in the jungle, you dig? And that's just, you know, that like Femo said, man, God give everybody gifts. And if you don't believe, hey, you know, just ride this one out right now. But we do. But God give everybody gifts, man. And my grandma, she used to tell me sometimes, you would think your gift is meant for one thing, right? You have it on your mind that, okay, this is my gift and this is what it's meant for. You don't know God's plan. You don't know because God will show you and he'll steer you in the right direction to utilize that gift that he know he gave you. But we'll be thinking some whole totally other different stuff.
Man, you know what, man? Let me say that RIP to my Aunt Juanita, for real. Cause that
man,
woman,
man,
she's
for
so
real.
Much game, bro. I'm talking about, look, when we thought we was being slick in the streets, she used to tell me, like, boy, I know what you're doing. And if you don't do it the right way, you're going to be in the wrong place. You hear me? Never
man,
once told
come
me
on.
Don't do that. Never told me you wrong. I always said, whatever you're doing, be smart.
Man, come on.
You know what?
That's Grams, man.
You know what? Grandmothers are the most wise women. My grandmother, God rest her soul. My grandmother told my mom them this, and she actually told me at such a young age also, too. She said, get something behind your last name besides Hayes. And
that's real.
And that's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah.
And with me having this comedy career, be able to produce shows, promote shows, and now having worldwide podcasts, and now going the full circle, going back to school to get another degree, and to basically expand my shit out and getting into no movies and everything else too, getting to that creative mode, man. That wasn't just words she was saying. That was a premonition she had because my uncle told me this 10 years ago. We were going to Price Chopper. And he told me this. He said, "Your grandmother's dream was to see one of her children or grandchildren make it in something that they love that changes the world." And he looked I'm the oldest grandchild. He looked at me and he said, "You're doing comedy. I just got done doing my first year doing comedy." And he's like,
"Yeah,
this is your gift. Your gift was basically to do journalism, basically to entertain the people. This is your path. You have walked this path." He said, "Now continue on." And first, my uncle from them, my family weren't really cool with me doing entertainment. But now that I started making noise, years later, they're like, "All right, he's about to do something revolutionary." But like soldiers tell people, and Mr. Soheb, you can agree with me, and I want to tell all artists and all this too: never let your left hand tell them what your right hand is doing.
Oh yeah, them is words to live by, bro. That's cold in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Man, for real, straight up. But I can tell you something, man, Grams, and I had to say real quick, man, too. I'm a P man, Aunt Lorraine, because I could never really remember a time. I can never really remember a time where Aunt Lorraine really ever got on to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sitting here trying to
you
think.
You know what
like,
I mean? We gonna be honest, bro. You wasn't like the rest of us. You wasn't as hard headed as we were.
Right.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? But, you know, that's going to be good people, too, because, you know, your pops didn't play that. You feel me?
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
you know damn well.
Yeah.
Hey, people be on your head like, "Hey, what?" So,
I already know.
You know, we understood.
Yeah.
Shut up, man. But like I said, man, it's just, you know, it's good for us to be able to go back, you know what I'm saying? Because we talking like 6-7 years ago the first time we linked up with this thing. You feel what I'm saying? And for us to keep going. Like I said, like, you know, I was just having a conversation the other day about So Heavy. Like, this song is over 20 years old, and I still get plugs and love and people asking for it like it's brand new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that,
I've been seeing that, too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like people really show me love. So it's like, yeah, you're going to get the hate. That's going to come.
Oh, yeah.
But it also shows me when I'm reaching out to people telling me, "Man, I was in middle school when this came out." Or, "I was a kid when this came out." Or, "Man, my mama and them used to listen to this." Like, bro, for me to have three different generations still
come on, man,
to the same song. Or as Cuz will say, to be jerking to this record for like years still.
Man.
And we ain't even talking about the new music yet, because the new music is banging. But for them to still go back to that, they like, "Man, like, I have people all the time. Ah, man, I love your new shit, but that old shit, that's my shit." And I'm like, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad. I'm glad I was able to do that for people. You feel me?
Everybody loves old school, man. It's the old school.
That song gets someone, like he said, man, from my position watching, and you know, I try to watch and look, but I be seeing so many people that jerk with that track. You know what I mean? They jerk with Famo, but I seen where Famo put that on in the club one time. He put a clip out there when he was at the club, right, performing. Man, they turned that thing on, and I bullshit you not. Everybody in
man,
that venue was me. I said, "Oh, okay." I said,
you know,
"Okay, Red."
I told my partner the other day, making a joke. I said, "I'm gonna send it to Joe Biden so we can see if he can stop global warming because it changed the mood. It changed the whole temperature. You feel me?"
Hey, can't for real,
club,
no bullshit.
You're in the club, sweating to death, trying to be cool, and that song come on, you forget all about the heat. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, we cool out here. Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
man,
like
you
said,
change
man,
and everybody get with it.
Man, all right. Like I said, you know what it is. And then we from a place where, man, people really don't show that love like that in Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? So when you get it,
right.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I felt like, this is gonna happen for right now. When I first did that, see it still happening right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said. Like, you know, I grew up. Yep. Tech the big homie. You know what I'm saying? Rip the fact that they're the big homie. Them cats been making noise before I even was like, man, I'm going to put out a CD. And for them to, you know, reach back to me. I got a record with him that I'm going to let you hear. You feel me? Me and Tech.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The very first remix is so heavy. Tech and Grant Rice on it. So it's like.
Yep, I heard it. Yep.
We got those, yep. You know what I mean? But still, they let me know when I be forgetting, they let me know I'm one of them guys in the city. They call me, that's why the new album I'm putting out is called, they calling me a legend. And it ain't the new cat, it's the OG. My OG is telling me I'm a legend. The cats I'm looking to like, oh, you a legend, bro. And like I tell, man, I don't walk around here like I'm that guy. I never do that. I never have. But the thing is, for me to know, that's all I need. It's in my pocket. It'll stay there. You'll never hear me walk around. I'm ecstasy and I'm woo-woo. I don't do none of that. For what?
Yeah.
For what? You know what I'm saying? It don't do no good to do that because then that makes people not deal with you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't never want nobody to think my door closed. As a matter of fact, just like Miss Rent that you had on the show the other day. You know what I mean? She just did our Internet Winning Contest the other night. Her and Madam Wynn. You know what I'm saying?
That,
she got a record
right
now going stupid. They're doing too much records. You know what I'm saying? And I told her, like, man, that record hard. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, people like her started doing her music at my event, America's Pub, The Mic Is My Life. That's when she first started singing and rapping.
The
and,
old
you know
American Pub in Westport.
Man, the old American, man, I was doing, I did that. Me, shout out to Joe Vertigo. We put that thing on for 2 years straight every Tuesday, bro. And they would show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? And it was, but like I said, it was us being able to show people, hey, man, this is what we're doing. Come bring your music. We critique it. We teach the business, things that wasn't nobody else doing. You know what I'm saying? Now you got artists like Case Dallas out here, the Drone Boys. You know what I'm saying? The Cut Calhouns of the world. You know, you got people out here who really took that knowledge and used it to their advantage. You get what I'm saying? And like I tell everybody, you don't owe me nothing. You don't owe me nothing. Make it. That's all you got to do for me. Just make it, bro.
And that's how I feel with these artists I got. And, yo, me and Mr. Street Soldier, you know, me and Soldier, you know, Nick Gibbs is grimy. And here's the true story. I'm going to tell you this, Mr. So Heavy. Nick Gibbs came up here 3 weeks before everything got shut down last year. I'm hanging out with my pops. I'm drinking with my pops. So he hits me up, him and his fiance, they hit me up, and he's like, hey, Teddy, I have to meet with you today. And I was like, okay. So my pops looked at me. He's like, it seems like this is important. This young man wants to meet with you. Go meet with him. Now, I have been drinking. All right, I'm not gonna say drinking. I've been drinking on the Beyonce. I've been drinking.
Yeah.
So I Ubered my ass to the. He said, meet me at the Boulevard Brewery. Okay, I already knew that was gonna be. I was gonna be doing some more drinking, and we did.
Yeah.
And he talked to me, and he told me what he wanted. He said, I want to work with Strange Music Artists. I want to work with
young cat. I want more. This is why I told him, and this is why I tell every single artist, I even tell every single comedian, if you remain humble, you promote yourself, you network, you rock that stage, I plug you in with who's who, and I promote this and everything like this, I'll endorse you. I want you to make it. Don't owe me shit. Why? It's because if you make it, that means I've done my job. That's more than money. That's more than work and money. And it's giving the knowledge to these cats. Because right now, I have to now groom my little brother now. My little brother wants to do comedy now. I have to groom him. And he's down in Wichita, and I know how the scene is in Wichita very well. Soldier knows. I know how that scene is. I told my brother,
look,
if you're going to
I love Wichita. Look, hold on, Pat. I love Wichita 316, man. I know y'all love me. I love y'all, man. Miss is going to be back. We're going to get it jerking. It ain't over. I ain't leave y'all like that. We're going to come fuck the city up again, man, with all love, though.
We,
I love
316.
Y'all, nah.
January 8th, we're going to fuck that city up. I love the people. I love the people, not the haters, not the politics. So I told my little brother this.
Yeah. Straight up. I'm with you on that.
I told him straight up. If you're going to break into the comedy business, you're going to learn through me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Keenan Ivory Wayans. You're going to be Marlon Wayans. I'm going to teach you the game.
If he can't follow that, boy, that's one of the most powerful families in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So, hey,
man, you hear me?
I don't mind being a Wayans. I'll be a Murphy.
Right.
Man, you hear me?
All the Wayans brothers are all worth more than $50 million each.
Man, I already know.
Yeah.
Bro, $50 million
each.
Keenan was smart.
Keenan was smart, bro. And you know how Keenan got where 20's at, where the Wayans brothers are at? He learned from Robert Townsend.
Oh, yeah.
See, another smart brother, too.
Another smart brother.
But hold on. I wanted to ask you something, man, sir. Mr. O'Heavy. Femo, we were talking about on the show one time, man, about especially like R&B groups. All right, and I know you done seen the game way more than me. You know way more than me, man. And I always learn when we be chopping it. We was trying to figure out, like, what stopped? Like, when did it stop being cool to be, like, an R&B group? You know what I mean? Like, because we don't really have, well, you know what I mean?
I don't really see a lot of
R&B groups.
Well, the first thing you got to remember is this. People selfish now. That's first.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
These industry heads, man, it's like you don't see the groups together no more because there's so many horror stories behind that. You know what I'm saying? Like groups, they work, but then it's like, I mean, like I don't know if y'all been paying attention, like if y'all watch TV or not, but like the Wu-Tang Clan, right?
Yeah.
Like I've
right,
been watching
right.
that American Saga. You know, shout out to Raekwon, my big bro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ghostface, my other big bro. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't just saying that. Like, y'all know I lived with them cats for a whole month in Staten Island, in Shaolin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And learned some of the game I know from them. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, them guys, man, let me know, like, when they was getting on, they was bumping heads. Because RZA seen things. And he was trying to put them on a chessboard. He was trying to put them on that board so that they could dominate the game, and they didn't understand that.
Right.
So it's like conversation, man. Just like in a relationship, if you can conversate with your woman, and y'all can talk about things and let it be known. Sometimes listening and having that conversation can stop an argument. The thing was, RZA was moving without talking to them, even though it was in their best interest. He wasn't thinking, man, if I tell them. You know what I'm saying? They'll understand. He was thinking they wouldn't understand. So it's just like with these like you got like Jodeci. Devontae was the producer, so he the brain. You feel what I'm saying? And then Dow.
Yeah, right.
So it's like when they go and it's like we making the money, then you got Casey got his habit, you got JoJo got his habit, Devontae, like
true.
I'm going to death row. It's like everybody's doing their own thing, and
And instead of remembering where we started at, it fall apart. Money changes things. Like a lot of don't ever get it twisted. Money changes things other than your address. You get what I'm saying?
It does.
Like, man, that's real. That's real.
Sometimes, man, like I tell my people, I'd rather lose a dollar than a friend any day. You get what I'm saying? Because
that's
money,
deep.
We get to the money. We get to the money. But
right.
It's like friendships and things. Once you destroy that, man, you can't. Even if it's, oh, man, my bad, and y'all try to get it back, it still ain't the same. You know what I'm saying?
It still ain't the same. Yeah, still
it
ain't the same, right?
So it's like, you know, y'all hear me calling people my brothers, and, like, I don't call people my brother. Like, if you my friend, you my friend. I call you
right,
my brother.
Right.
I mean, we family. You know what I'm saying? I say this
right.
is my family. You know what I'm saying? Outside of my real family. You get what I'm saying? So these
yeah,
are people that I trust
be...
with my children. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, even with us, you know, Money Boys INC, like I said, we deep. We not a group, but we do a lot of things as a group. You know what I mean? Like, we put out a whole EP together. Everybody, it didn't matter who did what. We get the same amount of money across the board. But everybody doing the same
That's
amount
real.
Of work across the board, too. You get what I'm saying? So it's like,
That's
you work,
key.
You eat. You don't work, you don't eat. We might feed you a little bit. But you know why you ain't getting what everybody else get. So let's not get it fucked up. You feel me? But it's
right,
like
that's
saying,
real.
Like you seen the New Edition story? What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby the star.
Yeah.
They didn't understand
right.
that. Why you gotta go be a star on your own? And like he said, man, that's what they want me to do. This what they want. At that time, you know, the labels was powerful then. It's like, man, this is what we want, that's what we get.
Right.
Now
I
you don't
you
have
saying.
Any problem. It's like an R&B group, they can put out a record right now and it go viral. They can make platinum records and millions of dollars, but get they ain't doing it because you don't have two or three people saying, hey man, you talented, I'm talented, let's put that together.
And they're not playing with Diddy either. So
Yeah. So it's like you got to see you're not getting the rap groups no more. You know what I'm saying? You got clicks.
Right.
Like you got clicks. Like Cat. Like Patty Murphy mentioned Young Cat. Like Cat got like four or five artists under him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That are dope.
Right.
Just because they click. You know what I'm saying? They a click of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They not a group. They a click of people. You know what I'm saying? They rather be BMG than they own self. You know what I'm saying? Just like Ace. Like, you know, Ace is... I'm managing him, but 8 got a squad under him. You know, 8 Gang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all private entertainment.
And shouts
that's
out to him, man. Shouts out 8 Gang, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like he got his cats, Lou Money and Rennie and all them up under him, too. You know what I'm saying? But it's like if they wanted to, they could be an entity as one. But it's like his squad is like, you know what? You go make it, bro. We behind you. And then after you make it, we'll come through the door.
That's real.
That's what a lot of
people
don't understand how to move like that either. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
yeah,
I can
say that's real.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I fuck with the squad. You know what I'm saying? And just so we also understand, too, let me let the Famo Nation know. Don't y'all think that I'm telling y'all that Mr. Street Soldier my cousin and he ain't a money boy. Because he a money boy, too. You get
man,
what
for
I'm
life.
Just letting y'all know that.
For
you know
life, man.
Like I tell everybody, sometimes you ain't always got to be a part of it. Affiliation is even more important. You get what I'm saying? We align ourselves with each other like that. So that way he knows I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming. That's family. You know what I'm saying? He family first. We'll get to the business later. We ain't worried about the business because we family.
Right.
So it's like,
that's real,
like,
man.
You know what I'm saying? It's like this structure in the game has fell apart. So it's like now, I mean, like I said, we all see the fiasco going on now with the Astroworld thing. You know what I'm saying? RIP to all the people that lost their lives down there, those fans.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's
another person just died.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look at what we're looking at.
Yeah.
It's Travis Scott that everybody want to blame for what's going on. But what people got to understand is, Travis Scott is the artist. Yes, he put the event together, but he wasn't running the event. You got to hold him accountable because his name is on it. But you can't hold him accountable because he's not the coordinator. He's not the one running security. He wasn't the one to make sure that people in the crowd are okay. His job was
this is real.
Perform. And that's
and
what
perform.
He did. You telling me, oh, he didn't stop the show.
I agree.
Man, you can't see that. I do small clubs.
I agree.
Just fight, bro. 200-300 people in the club is a whole fight. We ain't never know these dudes is fighting. But guess what?
Right.
You talking about 10,000 people, and he's supposed to know that somebody that passed out? How?
Nah, and that,
but like
I agree with you, man. Yep.
Bro, you gotta look at everything, man. The industry is gonna do what they want to do. They want to pick
you out.
You ain't doing what you're supposed to do. We're gonna shut you down. Look what they did to my man Bill Cosby. They locked that man up for no reason.
Right.
Look what they're trying to do to the baby.
Come on,
but then you know what happens though is when we got powerful people in our industry. Because I ain't going to say powerful black, because it ain't no black and white thing no more. It's a people thing.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the thing that we have to look at is when you have people like Dave Chappelle stand up for the baby and say, hey, man, listen, this dude said something about gay people, and y'all ready to trip with him, but he killed somebody and y'all ain't say nothing.
Exactly.
Come on.
He said nothing. He killed somebody, y'all ain't say nothing, but he said something about, you know, the LGBTQ community, and now y'all mad? Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, you want to pick and choose the battle, but you don't want to really fight it. You know what I'm saying? And I shout out to all my LGBTQ people. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with a lot of them. But, like I said, we got to understand standards, man. We got to understand our kid. That's why, like I said, I said, ain't nobody got to agree with me. I'm glad they locked R. Kelly sick ass up, bro, with that stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
I hate it had to be
one of us that did that dumb shit. But, hey, it is. And guess what? He got to sit down for that, man. And anybody
that
need to go sit down with his ass. Curious.
Right.
Yeah,
and,
you got to sit down.
And here's the thing about R. Kelly. We already knew what was up. But the world didn't know what was up until the money was gone. And once the money was gone, that's when they took him down.
I mean, you know what happened, mm-hmm. bro. Like I said, man, listen to me, bro. I ain't Kanye. You feel me? I ain't Yeezy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got Yeezy money. None of that. But that man said a lot of things that the things we say on the small level, people have to pay attention to, or should start paying attention to, and stop waiting until we get on a bigger platform to act like you just now heard it. So we've been saying it, bro. It's like you got to understand, they want you to play. Getting in that industry, bro, this industry crazy.
I've been trying to play this shit.
I'd have been offered to shit. That if, hey, you can play the game if you want to. But at what price, though? You get what I'm saying?
At what price?
Like, I can't be bought, bro. I can't be bought.
I respect that.
Hey, man, people ask me all the time, why I didn't sign the major record deals. Man, the deal wasn't right. That's why.
Yeah.
I know. I knew what it was to get a distribution deal from Southwest Wholesale and make my money $7 on the CD. And I knew what it was to sign a record deal and get $1 a CD. You get what I'm saying?
Summer Walker.
Shout out to Summer Walker, bro, because that young lady going to come through. God going to bless her, bro. You feel me? Because she did that out of trust for somebody. You feel me? I'm trusting you, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro. And it's always us. You got somebody sitting in your face, man. I love you to death. I never let this happen to you. And why they telling you that, they putting your money in their pocket and saying, then this is what we going to get. Here goes this $5 for you. You go get that 4 for $4. That's all. You go ahead. Go get you a 4 for $4. I'm cool. Because he know he about to go buy him a whole steak.
Yeah, that's
you
real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, this game, always remember, bro, anybody listening, if you don't know, there are no friends in this business. At all.
Come on.
Hell no.
That's the thing. That's not the same. If this business is, if we homie and we sit down to do business, guess what? We're not homies at that point in time. We're businessmen.
Right.
Or women.
Right.
We're doing business. Now, if the business get in the way of our friendship, that means one of us ain't doing good business.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
True.
If we good business.
That's real talk, honey.
Like, man, let's run this right here. We doing this Jerk Nation radio together. We doing the Chop on the radio show together. This business right here. Yeah, we family, but this business. But after we get out this phone call, we get out this air, though, guess what? I can call Famo. Hey, man, what's up? You said you coming up here. When we going to eat barbecue? All right, cool. Because if I get on this radio, if I play Cuz, like, hey, man, nah, I can't do your show. Man, I ain't doing your show. Forget your show. Guess what? When Cuz comes see me, he ain't on that. He ain't trying to sit down with me because he's going to remember. Famo played me on the business. And that put a
damn. Man, that's some real shit.
You get what I'm saying? Like, people got to understand that, man. They be like, oh, you did me wrong. No, I didn't do anything to you. I did business. I told you what
right.
It's business. Mm-hmm. You think it because, man, like I say in the streets, it's like, bro, how many niggas you know, hey, man, throw me something. All right. Oh, well, bro, it messed up. Throw me something else. Nah, bro, I can't do that. Now you a hater. You a fuck boy. You a bitch-ass nigga. Cause, man, I can't keep letting you take from me, bro. I gave you one. I did that for you once. Mm-hmm. I can't keep doing that.
And man,
that's real.
He is hitting on some
that's
numbers,
game.
Man.
That's why I love. That's why I wanted to get him on.
This is why I have so much respect. I got more respect for him now. More respect for American Soldier. I said the same damn thing. I said the same sentiment, not in those words, for what he said.
That's what I'm saying, man.
If we in business.
Hey, Patty, you got to remember, bro. This shit, the things that we think about, bro, this worldwide. I ain't the first person to say this. You ain't. You got to remember, man, our grandfathers were saying this. Our great-grandfathers were saying this, teaching us that.
Right.
You know what I mean? They've been telling us
right.
This. You know what I mean? Just like, man, I'm gonna tell
that's
you,
real.
I'm gonna tell you real quick, we're having business together like a lot of people don't do. Kept us safe. Like, Cuz gonna tell you, bro, I'm the only cat that rode through Oklahoma with 30s on the Hummer. Am I lying, Grandma?
No, sir. Hey, look, you know I was waiting to say it.
We can't do the tap. 30s on the Hummer, 28s on the Charger, two of them.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Say, check this out. When they pull up, man, when they pull up, ridiculous. The damn rims was almost taller than what I was. You know, I ain't that tall. At that time, they were damn near taller than me.
Bro, I'm talking about, nigga, we got pulled over, bro, in Wagner, Oklahoma. By the highway patrol, bro. They pulled us over. Like,
shout out to Wagner, Oklahoma.
Listen, bro, we got five cars trailing each other. They pulled one highway patrol in front of the first car, two more behind the second car, boxed us in. Where y'all going? We told them where we got a police escort from Wagner to Muskogee.
To Muskogee.
Then they pulled us over again to Muskogee.
In Muskogee,
And then they knew our uncle. Shout out to Uncle Lonnie, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they knew our uncle.
Yep.
Followed us to the park, then came back to the park because they kept my cousin ID. And then said, can we take pictures with the truck? Yeah, you can take all the pictures you want.
But they
expected us to be some dumb niggas, drug dealer, whatever. Hey, man, our license, registration, everything cool. The tag is cool. Well, what's Money Boys INC? That's the record label. Oh, y'all do music. Yes, sir. Oh, every last week, man, all this registered. Money Boys INC, bro. What else you need? You need tax papers? What you need?
Right. Straight up.
Bro, let us go out and enjoy our family. You feel me? But again, that was having business together. You feel me? Knowing our place. We ain't going to get our rate with the post. For what? Well, I'm going to holler, scream, and holler at you for I'm legit. Can I have your license?
Man, that's real.
Here you go. Here you go, officer. How y'all doing today? Because I know I'm going.
Yeah.
Feel me?
I know I'm going. Right. And y'all, man, when Febo did pull it up, that shit was crazy, man. When I say that shit was crazy. Matching colors, rims matching. You know what I'm saying? Like, whips, man, jerking. Everybody, man, the whole town talking about that, man, when they pulled through.
But you know what, man? We doing what we usually do. You know what I'm saying? When Lonnie and them were going to Muskogee High, what was they doing? They on the basketball court showing out. You know, everybody knew our family run that park during the 4th of July since I was born, bro. We ran that park 2-3 days.
Come on, man.
Our family.
Elias,
our family.
Yeah, man.
Everybody came to eat. Everybody came to fuck with us.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's real talk.
They knew,
that's
they knew
real
what
talk.
It was, and it was all love, bro. That's why, like I tell people, man, shout out to James Jones, you know what I'm saying? I forgot what he called himself. DJ,
Smooth.
You know what I'm saying? JB Smooth. Shout out to
JB Smooth.
Bro. Hey. You know what I'm saying? When I got popping, hit the first show in Muskogee and brought me down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, we doing a big show. I need you down here. Man, I'm coming. This hometown, you feel me? And when everybody's seeing, this me from Muskogee.
Right.
High school. Everybody remember me and they see us doing big. Man, look, we got to shine. We letting them know it's possible.
It's possible.
And that's all
there
it is.
It's
possible,
man.
Bro, let's show you we can do this. Let's get it together. Hey, guess what? We own. You feel me?
Straight like that.
Right.
Straight like that.
Right.
Okay, now, Femo, we got to get over to your 8-game B, man. That's something to prove, man. Give us a little rundown on it real quick, and then we're going to jam.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Everybody out here doing all this faking because they feel like they got to prove it. Man, listen, I know you done heard it before. It's so easy to be yourself. It don't cost nothing to be you. And what you need to do is be yourself. Be yourself, because everybody else taking. Be yourself.
That's real. That's real. Be yourself, because everybody else taking. I like that. I like that. Let's do it, Femo. You ready to get into it?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Shit, we're going to go get into it right now, man. It's that 8-game B, man. Something to prove right here on top on the radio, baby. Let's jerk.
Let's go.
Yeah. 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 Riding in that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas, I can tell, but they got something to prove. Yeah. Riding in that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas, I can tell, but they got something to prove. Yeah. Running with this big bitch, I'm feeling like I'm nervous. Smoking on the Skywalker, got me higher than an orbit. If you looking for the peace, we gotta meet if you want. I treat her mouth like a grill, I just put my meat on. He survived after we slide, ooh, that nigga got a blessing. You can't put everybody on, cause I had to learn my lesson. And I got the preacher with me, catch you slipping, we gon' bless him. I don't even like bands, but these numbers one direction. Broke niggas call my phone, we ain't even cool. If that bitch ain't tryna fuck, then what you finna do? I hop up in that foreign just to let it cruise. This sucker wanted to be famous, so he made the news. We been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. Bustin' bands, poppin' suckers, it's just what we do. All these niggas, I can tell, like they got something to prove. Yeah. Riding that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas, I can tell, like they got something to prove. Yeah. Riding that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas acting tough like they got something to prove. Yeah.
Hey, this sound like I'm riding with the top back. Get on a nigga head like a snapback. Bitch on my line, I'm asking where the dough at. It's always bread in head, and she know that. Hey, I come from the era of they crack rap. Fine AMG, shit, the bucket is a scat pack. Riding with this glizzy shit, I'm feeling like this Iraq. Money off the score like a nigga born in Iraq. I don't smoke, I don't drink, just getting money. If you's a clown, you're the circus, stay away from me. Just cause you screaming gangster don't mean that you a G. You on my line, battle broad, boy, you ain't no peace. My aim good, but on the arts like Curry. Catch you with the stain, leave you stiffers with McFlurry. B hit my line, hit him back in a hurry. The toe eight, boy, then I'm gang, no worries.
Riding that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas, I can tell, like they got something to prove. Yeah. Riding that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas acting tough like they got something to prove. Yeah.
Nah. Hold up, Fabo, man. I don't think they got it, man. I don't think they heard it all the way through, man. Run that shit back, man. Let's go, man. We got to run that shit back right there, man. Let's get it.
Yeah. 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 Riding in that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas acting tough, but they got something to prove. Yeah. Riding in that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas acting tough, but they got something to prove. Yeah. Running with this big bitch, I'm feeling like I'm nervous. Smoking on the Skywalker, got me higher than an orbit. If you looking for the peace, we gotta meet if you want it. I treat her mouth like a grill, I just put my meat on. He survived after we slide, ooh, that nigga got a blessing. You can't put everybody on, cause I had to learn my lesson. And I got the preacher with me, catch you slipping, we gon' bless him. I don't even like beans, but these numbers one direction. Broke niggas call my phone, we ain't even cool. If that bitch ain't tryna fuck, then what you finna do? I hop up in that foreign just to let it cruise. The sucker wanted to be famous, so he made the news. We been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. Bustin' bands, poppin' suckers, it's just what we do. All these niggas actin' tough like they got something to prove. Riding in that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas actin' tough like they got something to prove. Yeah. Riding in that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas acting tough like they got something to prove. Yeah.
This sound like I'm riding with the top back. Get on a nigga head like a snapback. Bitch on my line, I'm asking where the dough at. It's always bread thin head, and she know that. Hey, I come from the era of that crack rap. Slide AMG, shit, the bucket is a scat pack. Riding with this glizzy shit, I'm feeling like this Iraq. Money off the score like a nigga born in Iraq. I don't smoke, I don't drink, just getting money. If you's a clown, you're the surface, stay away from me. Just cause you're screaming gangster don't mean that you a G. You on my line, battle broad, boy, you ain't no P. My aim good, but I'm the arts like Curry. Catch you with the stain, leave you stiff as a McFlurry. B hit my line, hit him back in a hurry. The toe ache, boy, then I'm gang, no worries.
Riding in that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas acting tough like they got something to prove. Yeah. Riding in that foreign, I just love to cruise. Been getting money, bitch, ain't nothing new. All these niggas acting tough like they got something to prove.
Yeah. Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Ecstasy, a.k.a. Mr. So Heavy. You know what I'm doing, man. From Kansas City to Mugtown, Famo Nation. It's choking. You know what I'm talking about, man?
Yeah.
Another Mike
D
exclusive.
Ayy.
I did come in for the 808.
Oh, bitch. Ayy. Get my cash out. Bitch, I'm drinking hard off the Cash App. Don't make me go bad like I'm Mad Max. Trap nigga, pimp nigga, bitch, I'm all that. God damn, you niggas all cap. About to put some fucking shells in your ball cap. Hey bitch, put this coke where your drawers at. These niggas really penny pinching, what you call that? I get that bitch dope dick and don't call back. Can't come sliding down my block, we gon' pause that. Broke niggas always asking where the hoes at. They get mad when they can't get they hoe back. I'm really grinding for a meal, we don't blow stacks. And my brothers took your pack, where your balls at? Fake nigga, lame nigga, bitch, you all that. And y'all rocking with that nigga, man, y'all all rat. I bet your pussy ass mad, cause these all fat. And we put up to that Addy, did your homie bad. Ayy, so what you tryna do? I get no fuck about your pistol cause we keep them too. And I don't even need the game, they ain't how I move. Did a skit on my ops cause I was in the mood. I'm drinking hard off the Cash App. Trap nigga, pimp nigga, bitch, I'm all that.
God damn you niggas all cap. And my brother took your pack, where your balls at? I'm jugging hard off the cash app. Trap nigga, pimp nigga, bitch, I'm all that. God damn you niggas all cap. And my brother took your pack, where your balls at? Jumping on a plane cause I gotta move. I met her with the plug, then he threw me too. I'm quick to pop a nigga like an inner tube. And these niggas talk too much like an interlude. Yo bitch like my strokes, I hit her with a move. All these niggas tryna be gay, but I ain't got no room. I hate your bitch ass. I took the money, kept the drugs, I know you big man. Yeah, I'm tryna be the bigger man. Chopper hit that nigga, now he can't stand. He was screaming out, he couldn't feel his legs. Had to shut that nigga up, I shot him in his head. I'm on your heels like some fucking kids. Baby tryna rob me like some fucking pig. Don't let me hear his money on your head. Cause we coming for the fucking bread. I'm jugging hard off the cash app. Trap nigga, pimp nigga, bitch, I'm all that. God damn you niggas all cap. And my brother took your pack, where your balls at? I'm jugging hard off the cash app. Trap nigga, pimp nigga, bitch, I'm all that. God damn you niggas all cap. And my brother took your pack, where your balls at?
Man, say too jerky, man. We're going to bring Petty Murphy back on. We got Ecstasy Mr. So Heavy back on as well. Got to say, hey, big shout out, man. Last four digits, 8452, man. They've been on the show rocking with us, man. Let's check in with them real quick, man, see if they want to say something, give a shout out, or add to it, man. Last four digits, 8452. Welcome to the show. Who we got?
All right, gang, what's the deal? What's the deal?
What's going on with you? Who, yo, who we got?
Yo, what hey, up? What up? Am I here?
Yeah. We got you. 8452.
Yeah. What's up? What's up? What's happening? Fairmont Nation. What's up, fellas? What's happening?
What's going on with your school of man? What's popping?
All right. What's happening, man?
Ecstasy, man. We got you on here.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. I'm on here, bro. I'm on here.
Okay. Petty, we got you on Schooler, man. Femo was good, man. Shouts out, man.
Man, hey, man, I appreciate you taking me in, man. Appreciate you all the time, man. You know, man, hey.
Man, I got to introduce you to my OG, Femo, Schooler. Yeah, I got to introduce you to my OG, man. Schooler, man. This Ecstasy, man, a.k.a. Mr. So Heavy, man, a legend. You dig, man, 100K solid. You feel me? They're real family.
Yeah.
You dig, blood family, DNA family, man. But that man right there, man, just things that he done taught me, gang, he done passed on to me and me watching. You feel me? Because he talked about that too, man. Me watching and learning and seeing certain things, man. You feel me? I was able to incorporate and help me in the things that I was doing. You feel me? But man, I got to introduce y'all, man, because, yeah, man, Schooler, I know you with Branch Off Records, man. That's Branch Off Records. That's Famo, man. We locked in like it ain't nothing. You feel me? And this is my family right here. This is OD,
I mean,
Famo.
You know,
man, y'all
I'm
go
not,
ahead.
I'm
going to step back, Schooler. Y'all go ahead.
I'm vibing. We just got done doing our show. We had a damn awesome show tonight. We gave out a big shout out to all the veterans. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. We damn, you know.
Man, let them know
the
where you at, Schooler, man.
So you know I had to tap in. You know what I mean?
Get
had to tap into the show. You know what I mean? I was just going to listen tonight. You know what I mean? But you tapped me in, so now I'm here.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
straight
I
up. But Schooler, man.
Checking, you know, yeah, straight up.
Go ahead, man. Let them know, man, where you calling in from, man. Let them know where y'all, you know, y'all
man,
show was at.
Man, I'm calling in from City Grove, Cousin Carrot Grove, Boynton County, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We out here. We stay outside out here.
Like you, man. Out North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. We stay out here. Hey, we look.
Straight
up. 45 minutes from Port City, and we 45 minutes from Myrtle Beach. We in the middle. We do whatever we want.
All right.
Straight like that.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up. Yeah.
Absolutely. But
yeah,
hey.
Man.
I'm trying to tap in. What's happening?
Man, I know you've been on the show, man, Schooler. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Huh?
No, I was saying. We
no,
right
no,
here,
no, y'all go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. We right here in Kansas City, yeah. Missouri, bro. Whenever you're ready, slide my way.
Yeah, we definitely got to get y'all plugged in, man. Definitely got to get y'all two plugged in as well, because that's what it's about. And Schooler, man, me and Schooler been rocking with Femo Nation, man, for so many years. Like when you say time tested, man, it's time tested. It's past that. Schooler a real one, man.
It's
Schooler
been a long
real
time.
One, man. Yeah,
you
man. Schooler
know,
real
man.
One, man.
I thought it was Femo shit. You know what I mean? Because I was getting in magazines, and I was a young artist. You know what I'm saying? I was a young artist. I'm grinding. You know what I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Thank
you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, they was all out there. They was in Las Vegas and doing the thing and everything. So I'm like, shit, this shit is tight. They fucking with me. You know what I mean? Like I had all of that them, and they thought I was tight. You know what I mean? So.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
He was one I always kept up with. You know what I mean? Because he was the nigga. You know what I mean? He was the motherfucker.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Shit. So I was like, shit, that's too much. Yeah. So we just kept in contact for a long-ass time. You know what I mean? We didn't realize it was going to be this long. But then we thought about this shit. We said, damn, this shit. Because now, you know, look at what he's doing, man. I'm so excited for him, man. I'm so happy for him. I'm always be here with him. Like, anytime, what have you got going on? I feel
like
it's been a long time. Man, shit, what? Yeah. About damn near, what?
Oof.
What you think, family?
Well, we pushing. Ooh, let me see. I'm going to have to count it up, man. I know it's over six, right? It's like 10. Ain't it like 10, something like that?
Damn near 10. I'm about to say about 10.
Yeah. Yeah, about 10.
Hey, sir, man,
Ecstasy, man, you know I be wanting to call you, my bad. You know, Mr. So
hey,
Heavy, man, got to be professional.
Hey, like I said, but check this out, though, fam. You know what I did, right?
What's up?
You know I got to do something for you, right? So not only because, you know, we appreciate the love on, you know what I'm saying, on dropping the record so Famo Nation can know. You know what I'm saying? Ape Gang B is, you feel me? But I got him on the line, you know what I'm saying? Like, he here live
now,
right? Feel me?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man. Man, what's happening? What's good?
What's popping? What's up? You can't hear me?
Oh, yeah, man. We got you loud and clear, man. What's jerking with you, man? Go ahead, pop your shit, man. Let them know who you is, where they can find you at, man. Go ahead, get it in.
What it is, man, it's your boy, Ape Gang B, man. I'm from Kansas, you know, I'm from the Kansas side of Kansas City, you know what I'm saying? You can find me on YouTube, Spotify, your mama phone book, you know what I'm saying? Ape Gang, you know what I'm saying? Ape spacing out, you feel me? And I pop up everywhere. Fuck you, Google.
Man.
Yeah, I felt like Suzy did.
Say, man, that's something to prove, man. Salute, man. That Cash App was fire, too. Don't get me wrong. That Cash App was fire, too, man. We're going to touch on both of them, but that's something to prove. We'll touch on that one first, man. We had to run it back, man. We had to, man. This chop on the radio, man. And anytime you fire come through like
that's the artist that made him
back and listen. Yeah, this him right here.
What? Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. Music is not the issue. Get music out of the equation. Handle your business, and you'll get whatever you want. Music is not the problem. Period. I'm going to tell you that straight up, because that's what the millionaires tell me. So, I'm telling you.
Hey,
right here on Trap on the Radio.
The right one,
that's
too,
real,
man.
For real, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, he rocks with the right
music,
man. Oh, yeah.
Handle your business. Ain't shit. When they're trying to call them, because if they call you, you ain't going to need them. You ain't going to need them. Straight up.
Say, man, I want to know something. Famo. Famo was talking about, you know what I mean, that, you know, you had a squad, y'all, you know what I mean, that you got a squad and stuff too, man. Go ahead and fill me in, man, so I can know a little bit more about it, man. You know what I mean? Let me know.
Man, it's 8 games. It's really an abbreviation. It stands for all profit every day. You know what I'm saying? We live every day to get a profit, so, you know what I'm saying, that's game. You feel me? So we got Straight Drop Lou. We got my bro Tank. You got JT. You got Rennie. You got Cash Out. You got Earl. Fonzo down in Houston, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Houston. Rito, shout out Rito too, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? It's okay because, you know, hey.
Hey, Prima, you see how quick he forgot me, right? He forgot about me. I just got my membership now, but I'm just saying, like, dang.
Come on, man. Hey, how can I miss you on that? And I'm here because of you, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, it's a blessing. Like, it's a blessing, even, you know what I'm saying? Like you said earlier, you know what I'm saying? I remember talking to Etch, you know what I'm saying? And that shit true as hell, like, coming up to him like, bro, I do want to work with you, but I'm not ready, bro. I understand myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know what I'm saying? He really remembered. Like, anytime he'd see me out, he'd show love, support. He'd invite me to his birthdays, open up for him, all the whole shit, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying? I told him, like, shit, I'm going to be right underneath you. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. Then I got my shit together, you know what I'm saying? I started understanding more stuff about myself, what I needed, you know what I'm saying? Because anybody can come to a person that got everything and be like, hey, help me. Then he's going to be like, all right, what you need? I don't know what you did for yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's what people expect. But
right.
It's like, I know what I want. I know what I need, you know what I'm saying? And I took the time to understand that before I came in here because, like I said, it's a blessing to even share the stage with this man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how we grew up on rapping as kids. I was rapping to him on how we used to, you know what I'm saying, twist it up when we was kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy to be up here rapping it. You know what I'm saying, in front of people, so people won't even understand that, and I'll tell him that 1,000 times, you know what I'm saying, we've been on the road.
and you know, it's an honor for me, bro, that you even said to yourself, man, let me go holler at that and see if he can help me out, you know what I'm saying? But that's why, like I said, like, you know, everybody got to say it's a process, bro, you feel me? And he respected the process, bro. He trusted the process.
Amen.
Right.
The reason why I came to X before anybody, bro, any of these OG, any of them, it's because he's the biggest underdog, and people don't even know that. Biggest underdog. People don't even know that. Biggest, bro. Like, he's bigger than y'all, but y'all don't know it because y'all see what y'all want. You know what I'm saying? Not to say, like, you know what I'm saying, he's egotistical. You know what I'm saying? He understands who he is, and he's cool where he at. If you fuck with me, you fuck with me. If you don't, it's okay. That's fine with that. You know what I'm saying? He still show love. That's the thing.
Right.
People don't move like that.
That's some real shit. That's real. Bro,
you remember? Hey, been so crazy, bro. You on the line with us right now, and Famo can tell you when I took T-Rail to Wichita before he was anybody. You feel me?
Yeah.
I took T-Rail to Wichita.
And actually,
you know what I mean?
And actually, man, you know what I mean? I remember, you know, when we was at the spot like we was talking about earlier, man. You know what I mean? He actually elbowed my ex-wife, but he actually elbowed my ex-wife just on some cool shit, you know what I mean? It was an accident. But, yeah, we was kicking it, man, and everything, man, before he just really just, you know what I'm saying, took off like that, man. But, yeah. Right in Wichita,
and
Kansas,
saying,
man.
You know, hey,
yep.
To the Dove K, we was just down there. You know, so we was just down to the Dove K, you know what I mean?
Shout out, Sam.
You know, shout out. I mean, you know, I know y'all know them politics, but, you know, I shout out. You know, the hitman down there at Power 93, that's the homie. That's my OG. You know, shout out to DJ3 and them. That, you know, they fuck with me like that. You know what I'm saying? The core DJ.
Yeah, they ride with
Core DJ.
Yep, shout out
to
Core DJ.
Hey, man. Yeah, you know, they you know, shout out to Tony Neal. You know, I remember Tony Neal, real story. Tony Neal and Ty Dash, before there was a core DJ, took me to 50 Cent Massacre Party. When So Heavy was just trickling through the airplane, and these guys was trying to get me a deal, you know what I'm saying? Didn't know me from Adam, but they had the faith in me,
and my record say, you know what, we doing this for you. And they introduced, brother dudes introduced me to my idol, the reason I rap, and that's Slick Rick. Like, put me right next to this man. And I, like you said, I fanned out, fam. I couldn't even talk. I'm like, nigga, this is Slick Rick. Like, but even in that, like Ape said, bro, I told that man, hey, man, one day, bro, we going to do a show. I done did two of them with him. You feel me? So it's man. Like, we speaking it, man. Like they say, the tongue is the most powerful part of your body, bro.
And that's why I say, man.
Yeah.
Man,
got to.
Yeah.
Got to. But you also got to speak it into existence. You feel me?
And see, when eight, yeah, man, you still on here, man, when you said what you were saying, man, I was kind of thinking. And when I first, the first show I ever hosted, you feel me, we got our showcase, man, Lyrics and Flow, the show, man, that we was doing. And the first show I ever hosted, shit, I called X. Femo, man, you ready to do this show, man? And he came down. And I think you brought some people with you too, right? Yeah, you came down with some old people too was with you. Yeah.
Hey, you know,
the Lyrics and Flow,
you
came with the squad. Yeah, and the first Lyrics and Flow, the show we did, man, Femo came down and blessed that thing because it was only like three. We only had like three acts booked. I think it was like three or four acts booked. But he brought the squad down, you feel me, and jumped it off. But to me, that's what I was sitting back like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, this my big cousin, man. And I know, you know, me growing up and seeing him, knowing what he was doing with the music and all this, and it was like, man, that was kind of my way of like, you're going to always see me fuck with my family because that's just how we is. But that moment right there, man, was so special to me because it was like, man, I'm standing right here next to him. You know what I mean? After I done looked up to him all my life and the moves that he done made, and it's like, damn, man, I done put a show together. He done came down and blessed that. Like, man, shit, I'm just a turn up with this thing. And I did, man. I went crazy from that show on. It's history.
Hey, see, and that's so funny you said that, bro, because we just did a show in Liberty, and it's the first show we did I got to be able to do since we've been back on the road. Man,
okay.
It was so, because I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm a, you know what I'm saying, underdog, not an underdog, I'm a little dog to a lot of people, so a lot of people have seen me come up, so
I
was a lot of older, you know what I'm saying, a lot of older dudes that, you know what I'm saying, I used to look up to, they used to kind of, you know what I'm saying, coach me a little bit and rap it, or be like, hey, Lil B, I see you, you know what I'm saying, now I get to, I'm amongst my peers, that's what I'm looking for, now I'm amongst my peers, man, hey, I turned that
turned it out.
It was
the end of to win it competition. You feel me?
Shout out.
And it was like, but he was the special guest. He just performed. You feel me, bro? We got finished. Shout out to the legendary Don Juan, the producer. Don Juan thought he was in the showcase. It was like, oh yeah, he won. Hey, gang won. I was like, nah, he ain't in the show, bro. He like, oh yeah, well, they lucky then. They lucky he ain't in the showcase. I'm like, damn, bro, like, hey, but like I said, man, it's just all part of the process, bro. Like, we just been moving, you know what I'm saying? And the crazy part is, we did 906 a month before this, we opened for Haystack. You feel me?
So Haystack, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, from Tennessee, shout out to Haystack, you feel me?
Yeah, shout out Haystack.
Let's do that show. And, you know, we just went down to Oklahoma to do the Oklahoma cannabis dispensary show in Lawton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lawton. Yeah, man, I missed that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what was the radio station down there, big dog?
We was, what was it, 97, I want to say 97.9, if I'm mistaken. DJ Third Letter, man, shout out to them. They did a radio interview with us and everything. So we hop on the stage,
pulled us off the stage.
Like, pulled us out the stage. And they like, man, y'all was rocking, bro. You feel me?
See what I'm saying?
It's so crazy because yet again, man, it's like being a, you know what I'm saying? Then getting, this is all new. It's all new. You know what I'm saying? We have to redo the interview. I'm cussing out live. He's like, hey, dude, this live. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, he ain't know you can't cuss on the radio, bro.
You can't cuss on the radio on what we do on our platforms. You can say where the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So we was live on the air.
Different rules.
You got to remember.
Yeah. They was live on the. Yeah.
They were on the FCC.
Yeah, so we had to redo it. But like I said, man, it's a process.
Yeah,
but
man,
see,
you
what
know,
you talking
cool
about right now,
like
man,
time, you know?
What you talking about, man, right now with him and his performances, and see, this is what I pull myself back, man, because sometimes, man, I be feeling like, you know what I mean, you got to let some people see things for themselves. But here in Muskogee, man, you feel me, they got the concert going on where it's just like a four-day concert, you know what I mean, and it's a music festival. And, you know what I mean, I don't be trying to step on nobody's toes because they already think I'll be trying to bogart stuff, but I just rep who I am and what I do. But it just take a little bit of time, man, to look in a direction, and you can find some talent, man, that'll add to your event and really rock that thing out. Now, you got to handle business however you got to handle business with the people themselves, you know what I mean? I can't speak on that because whatever they require, whatever you require, that's y'all business. But looking and doing these things, especially when you got people that got ties to your city, right? I'm talking about Muskogee. Especially when you got people that got ties to your city, everybody be saying, man, things about we got to overcome the hate, or, man, it ain't about just one person. That shit sounds good, but it's not good without no action. But see, it's one thing I learned from coming back, man. I love my hometown, but it's like all that talking about, oh, man, we got to do this and we got to do this. What's the action? When you got people that's about the action, you got to start saying, like, you know what? Damn it, let me step on in this shit and let's get this action working. But you can also reach out to people, man, that got love from the town, that got ties to the city, man, that got things jerking, that got no other people like who we got online right now, man. Perfect example right now. This man then told y'all about a performance where they thought he was in a showcase. Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what, though, fam? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that word you need. The word you looking for, bro, called execution. Because that's all it's about.
Yeah.
We can put the plan together. We got to execute the plan. You feel me?
Exactly.
Because everybody have a good
right.
idea. They have a good idea. They just don't know how to execute it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like,
and
once you learn to execute it, then everything else will fall into place. You feel me? Because we
there
know
it
it's
is.
And
right.
So,
I
want
to add some to that.
Put their hands in the pot. You
hold
know
on,
what I'm saying?
Pit.
They
hold.
Like, oh. Yeah, it's like, you know, you got so many people want to do that, like, oh, I want to do this, and I want to do this. Okay, well, I know that this person could do that, but instead of going to talk to that person, they just like, oh, well, let me just get this quick dollar by bringing somebody in here. And guess what? You can't go to Muskogee and not know nobody in Muskogee and think that it's
Come
just
on.
Gonna happen. You know
Come
what I'm saying?
Man.
And they do that. You know what I'm saying? And I think we ran into that issue in Lawton. It's like the promoters was from New Orleans. Like, New Orleans, down there, but it's like the one person they knew a lot of people, but, bro, did not promote the show like he was supposed to. Like, it was a whole lot of red flags in that. You feel me? But, like,
I feel you.
It's because he wasn't tapping into the people in Lawton and Oklahoma City and Forest City, the people right there around it. He thinking this is going to be, I got a big name on the show, it's going to draw. You can't do that.
Right.
You know what
I see
saying?
What
you're
saying.
You cannot do that.
Right. Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be a fool to
nah.
be on the show in Muskogee, and I'm saying, oh, this is going to be a big show. But I don't tell nobody in Tahlequah. I don't tell people in Tulsa. I don't tell people in Taft. I don't let nobody know I'm broken up. You know what I'm saying? The surrounding cities.
Right.
But you got people.
Right.
Like,
right.
They'll come. That, especially if it ain't nothing else going on. They will come. The love
yeah.
will be there for you if you let them know.
Yeah.
But
if
I can't
know
that if I don't know nobody down there. I'm going to tell somebody to come to something and I don't know nobody there. I'm just going to show
there it
up.
Is.
Like, boom. You know what I'm saying? What you said, yeah. though? When I come to KC, where we got to go get barbecue from? You feel me? You got to ask me that because you ain't from here. So I got to say where we're going to get this barbecue from when you come here. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it's like,
yes, sir.
Bro, that's all it is, man. Check your ego, bro. Take your ego, leave that somewhere else, man, and let's go ahead and get to this money.
Straight like that, man. Wise words,
man. That's how that song came about. A lot of people acting like they got something to prove.
Man, yeah.
There it is.
And you don't.
I told you,
Mama. Yep. Yep. That's what he said. You hit it on the head, too, in that song, man. That's why, you know what I mean, we had to run it back, too, man, for the people to listen, because you hit it. Hold on a second. Pull you back on. You hit it with the topic on that, man, how you wrote it, how you laid it out there, man. I was just sitting there listening to the lyrics. You know, that beat, nasty. Got to say, that beat. That whole vibe of that song, fire. Yeah, that shit's fire, oh, yeah. Man. You feel me? Yeah. But that second time, man, I just like really zoned in on what you were saying.
I'm honored that Ape had to, you know what I'm saying, he had the courage to put me on that. You know what I'm saying? That's dinosaurs out here, though. You know, we don't always get to rock with the young cats. You feel me?
But see,
that song, bro, I was sitting on it, you know what I'm saying, for like almost, you know what I'm saying, like 6 months, almost a year, something like that. Because I shot it around the people, but it's like, I wanted an OG on that song. You feel me? Like,
right.
I'm giving it a perspective from a young point right now. But I need that OG feel because it's an OG vibe. I got an old soul even though I'm young. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm riding it. So, and I didn't let that song, man, what? I was not letting that song go. I don't care. Some people sent it back. I didn't like their verse. Sorry to y'all. X came through. He heard it. I'm like, hey, yo, big dog, I got something for you. He played. He heard it. He like, oh, yeah. Came to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Knocked it out fast as hell, bro. And it was like, bro, mind you again. Even though me and him know each other, chill, talk, you know what I'm saying, do shows or whatever. Before, you know, so he became a manager of my big bro. He been my big brother, but you know what I'm saying, before we came closer, bro, I get to see him record, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand.
Right,
like, of that, bro. Like, this shit is cool. Like, I get to watch a legend do some shit that, you know what I'm saying, I heard him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. Some never before seen type shit, you know? I've been enjoying it, bro.
Yep.
I live for the moment, not, you know what I'm saying? And I have a few moments, you feel me?
I feel. Straight up, man. But, all right, before we get up out of here, man, X, man, I got to go ahead, man, let you pop your shit, man, get your shots out, man, and anything you want to say before we ride out of here.
Man, you know what I'm going to say, bro. Straight up, first and foremost, man, again, you know, shout out to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cuzzo, I'm glad that you stayed in the game, man, that you got it back right like you needed it to be, man. Like I said, you know, you got my 100%. Man, you got my 1 million support. You feel me? No matter what you call, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing. Petty, we got a link up front. Just followed you on the IG. You know what I'm saying? Man, to everybody listening, Femo Nation, Jerk Nation. Hey, man, listen, I'm going to tell y'all what y'all need to worry about. If y'all getting in the Jerk Nation competitions, y'all better watch out for 8 Gang B. You better watch out Watch out for anything that say Money Boys High C, because I ain't going to play with you. We coming to take it all, you feel me? We accept all the smoke. We ain't ducking no smoke, you hear me? And I'm going to give y'all a cheat code. Me and 8 Gang B, just by ourselves, individually got over 1,000 records recorded and ready to go. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. And I ain't, for no exaggeration, you hear? And that's separate. That ain't what we got together. You understand? We ain't ducking no smoke. Whatever you
want
to
do.
Hey. Hey,
I'm going
to need that music. I'm going to need that music. So, Mr. So Heavy. Mr. So Heavy.
I got you, Freddy. Hey, inbox me your email, bro. I got you. You hear me?
I'm about to do that right now. I'm on IG right now. Hey, are you on the live, Don't block us, because you're going to get flooded, I'm telling you.
You ain't getting blocked. You ain't getting blocked. This is love.
Got you.
Hey, I appreciate the love, Freddy, no cap, man.
Definitely,
man, straight up. Hey, Gang B, man, you want to say anything, man, before get your shots out, man, or drop your links, all that good stuff when we ride?
I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, big bro for having me on the show, even though, you know what I'm saying, this ain't even my interview at all. I appreciate actually, you know what I'm saying, anytime he ever get, he always shine the light up. He cut the light up in the kitchen. You know, if that makes sense. You from the ghetto, you understand that. That's when the rest of you, you know?
Straight up.
But nah, he always look out for me, you know, no matter what. That's why I appreciate him. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to everybody, the whole gang. We all here moving. Shout out to my babies. I love y'all. You feel me?
Man.
So, you know what I'm saying? Play
like that.
You already know. Follow me on IG, 8 Gang_8_GangB. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with me, man.
All right, I'm going to go plug in with you, man, soon we get up off of her, man. Schooler, man. I know you still on here, Femo, man. I'm going to let you get your shots out, man. Drop the links. I already know it's Bradshaw.com. Everything, baby. Go ahead, Femo.
Bradshaw.com. Bradshaw.com. Y'all go School and Hound Show on YouTube. You know what I mean? Hey, man, salute to them guys, man. Them guys, man, their future is bright. They got a lot of talent over there, man. They smart. They kind of understand it. I think that's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Salute them guys,
that's
man.
That's what's up, man.
And,
I'm going to definitely link you and X up, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, make sure. Make that link, bro. Like I said, bro, I'd have been to Rock Hill, South Carolina. I'd have been to Charlotte. So, hey, it ain't nothing, man. I'm coming to fuck with you, bro, straight up.
And we really do.
Yeah, man. We out here, man.
So, I'm telling you. We
really
out
here, man.
Yeah, we
pop
out, bro.
Hey, one thing about it, big dog. So if you come fuck with me, so we're going to do something. Really, really big, right, man. You'll really be excited.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, let's do it, bro.
We do
I'm
like that
here.
Every day.
Right.
But, you know, holler at me, man. Hey, let's talk about it. Let's do it. Shit ain't nothing to me.
Yes, sir.
I do shit every day.
I'm going to link you in. Patty Murphy, what's
years.
Good, man? Go ahead, pop your shit, man. Drop the links, man. Before we get up out of here,
Hey, everybody. 57 days away. The return to Wichita. Y'all make sure them tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on Eventbrite.com. Y'all follow Facebook.com/Teddy Murphy Comedy. But also to all you artists out there that are listening worldwide, I'm going to play the shit. I just want an audio drop. Send it to thepettymurphyproject@gmail.com. Make sure it's an audio drop and it's a downloadable MP3 and WAV file. Send that over there. And if you're in the North Carolina area, you want to travel, hey, you need a hotel room, you need toilet paper to wipe your ass, go to BradshawBreakfast.com and get your shit.
All right.
That's
real.
That's
real.
Absolutely. Tell them what my sound from. Look. What?
Look, you need everything you need. Yeah,
you
need
what
you need.
Anything you need.
Stop playing.
You can get Washington Powder, you can get Tower, Wisconsin House of Tears, on BradshawBreakfast.com.
Check this out, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. Big shout out to the family, man. That's OG right there, man. Ecstasy, man. Mr. So Heavy. Femo, you already know it's for life, man. Hey, we're going to keep getting it in, man. I appreciate you taking your time out, coming through. Do it. 8 Game B, man. We fucking with you, man. I'm going to link in with you, man. We're going to get you back on the show, man, get your session in as well. So, shit, don't sleep on it, man, because I'm going to be on you. I'm going to be like, hey, man, when we going to book this? Let's get it in, man. We gotta do it. You're going to be like, damn, man. That nigga there. Yeah, man.
Nah.
That jerking, baby. But
it's
nah,
like,
fuck with you, man. I'm going to make sure we keep you. Man, we're going to make sure we keep you in rotation, man. Yeah, we're going to link in. I'm going to make sure I keep you in rotation, man. We got you on this end. Much love, much love. Schooler, man, you already know Femo. It ain't going to stop, man. It's going to keep going. Petty Murphy, Femo. We're going to get it in, man. We're going to get it in. But, hey, but look, you know what I'm saying? Before we get up out of here, man, I got to let us ride out to this right here, man. This shit right here, this shit be jamming right here, man. Let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bayou. Bayou. Bayou.
That bag different, yeah.
Look.
Man, that bag different.
Your life changed when that bag different. Your people change when that bag different. We hit the same because that bag different. You better get yourself a hustle. Change when that bag different. Your people change when that bag different. We hate the same cause that bag different. You better get yourself a hustle so your bag different. That bag different. Your swag different. When your bank account got 7 digits in this bitch wallet like I'm on the mission. 50K in the air, just blessing strippers. Louis tags, Birkin bags. Got a hell of a addiction with designer things. And that ass fat, I'm in love with that. Especially when I'm behind and she throw it back. We so stuck, jack that. One way flight, we ain't looking back. Money is the mission, it's religion. You better get yourself a hustle if you broke, nigga. We move different, you gotta choose different. Cause niggas either plotting or they big snitching. I was taught to move solo, leaving no witness. Choose carefully, partner, or you gon' be the victim. Your life change when that bag different. Your people change when that bag different. We hit the same, cause that bag different. You better keep yourself a hustle so your bag different. Your life change when that bag different. Your people change when that bag different. We hit the same, cause that bag different. You better keep yourself a hustle so your bag different.
Your hustle so far, that's why your swag funny. I come from getting shoebox to that Brinks money. It's MCM on the bag, shopping, popping tags. I specialize in getting money, making haters mad. This bad rods on my line, BM tripping now. I make sure my kids fly when we stepping out. It's French button start, foreigner, domestic. I'm super aggressive, routines in these lessons. I'm far from a peasant, big boss team. Baby girl thinking close, I'm thinking more like Celine. It's A&G 63, manifesting my dreams.